How might Michigan reduce the high school dropout rates of its Hispanic youth and enable more Hispanics to get better job training and post-secondary education? Those are the goals of the Hispanic Latino Commission of Michigan. It's a division of LARA, the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. The commission strives to market the state's career development services to Michigan's Hispanics. Over the summer, it appointed a new executive director. He joins us today for Neighbors in Action, Dr. Felipe Lopez Sustaita. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Why was the commission created?
So the commission was created back in 1975 when there was concern residents in Michigan from Flint, from Saginaw, from Detroit, and different areas. They all came together and they felt there was a void that needed to be addressed. And so the governor at the time, back in July 15, 1975, the governor signed the Public Act of 164, and it was to create a commission so that they could address some of the issues that Hispanic Latino population was dealing with.
Been around 41 years.
41 years.
Yeah. The commission wants to increase economic stability and economic growth for Hispanics. Talk to us a little bit about how you try to do that.
Yes. So the first thing since I currently started back in July, the first thing was to go out there and talk to folks, go out into different parts of the state. I've traveled up to Traverse City, to different parts, Holland, to Grand Rapids. I've met with people in Detroit, in Flint, in other rural areas, and just talking to communities, going Adrian, Michigan, you know, just going and talking and hearing what the concerns are. And what I've realized is that they all have different issues, different concerns. And so for me, it was basically to formulate a plan on how to address some of these issues, because they all have, again, different populations as well. When you look at a Saginaw, there's less Spanish speakers than there is in the southwest of the state. So understanding that was a priority for me. And I think now me and there's 15 appointed commissioners by Governor Snyder. And so they help me in the different regions. And so they allow me to, you know, to hold meetings or to introduce me to some of the political people that are in those regions. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was the first thing, and that's in the stage that we're currently trying to wrap up so that we can start creating an actual plan so that we can address some of those issues.
Economic stability. Yeah. Education has to be a big part of this as well. What are you hearing? You're in your travels. What particular, tell us a few things that you've heard or that you've been hearing.
Well, there's a lot of things that come to mind. I think the relationship with law enforcement and you know, from our part, we're trying to connect and build that bridge in different cities, you know, by talking to the mayor of different cities. And it's been great. And some cities have done a better job. For example, in Holland, they hold meetings where police officers and community members, you know, try to bridge that relationship in Grand Rapids. And I think those are models for that certain issue. But there's others. I mean, we're dealing with dropout rates, both in high school and dropout rates in universities and colleges. And so it's very large issues, and we cannot do it alone. So we rely heavily on partnerships at universities. So I spend time, you know, going and meeting with presidents and seeing what are the mechanisms that are there to help support some of our community members, especially since the demographics are shifting and we're seeing that one out of four children are Latino. So we want to make sure that we make some progress so that, you know, we don't have a very, very large population that is not, you know, being taken care of.
So do you link the dropout rate with tension with the police?
No, not just, I mean, it's a multitude of things. I think, you know, there's issues like myself as a migrant worker where we're moving around. I mean, there's issues too of, of misunderstanding. Maybe sometimes parents work a lot, and there's not enough, and also not enough role models, like as teachers. I mean, sometimes I believe that if you can't see it, you can't be it. And so that whole philosophy, and I think we have an obligation as a commission to also, help some of our college graduates get jobs, be in government, and so that there's more voices talking about. So there's a multitude of things. I don't think it's just the police issues that we have, or the prison issues. We have a lot of Latinos in prison to a high rate. And so, young people growing up without their father in their life, there's families that are being, pulling apart by, immigration issues, where people are deported, parents. We had not too long ago, we had an influx of young people in the border, and many ended up here in Michigan through the foster care system. So there's a lot of, it's very complex. And so that's the things that we're also mandated to do research. And that's what we're trying to do, to educate not just our constituents, the people that we serve, but also the legislators and our state reps, so that they understand some of the issues.
Understood. You've said that you've been traveling the state here mm-hmm. since July, since mm-hmm. you came into your position. The idea is to put some kind of framework on the table then?
Yes.
From these discussions?
Yeah.
What would that framework, tell us more about that. What do you want to create exactly?
Yeah, I think it's like everything. I think I was in higher ed before I came here, and a lot of times we work in silos. So the academic side and the student services side, and then you have all other things that never work together. And I think that's the way I see us, and talking about sports analogy, almost like a point guard, getting all the pieces together. Because I think issues are very similar in different regions. And I think if we can facilitate a way of bringing people together, even here in Lansing, and talking about these issues and supporting one another, I think that's the way we're going. We want to make sure that we come together more often and that we listen to each other, and I think learn from other communities that are doing great work so that others that are struggling can.
Do volunteers play a role in the work that you do?
Definitely. And like I said, I just started, so I am going to be having opportunities for college students, for community members, maybe that are retired. And I'm already facilitating that with folks, retired professors that I've met with that are interested in doing something, but also college students and community members. They're going to play a pivotal role since our department, I mean, it's only me and a graduate student. So definitely, and we already started that work. We had a backpack drive in Flint, Saginaw, and here in Lansing. And in Flint, it was led basically by community members who raised a ton of backpacks and supplies for families.
Well, people looking for a volunteer opportunity may be having one, or there may be more in the future. I take it from the Hispanic Latino Commission of Michigan. We've just scratched the surface here, Felipe, but we'll have you back. There's a PhD after your name, and you come from a family of migrant workers. So mm-hmm. I'd like to learn more about your story here at some point. I've been speaking with Dr. Felipe Lopez Sustaita, the executive director of the Hispanic Latino Commission, a division of the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Lara, Felipe, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for Neighbors in Action. Help us out. Email us a suggestion to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line. Tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.